Page 26. Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Newly discovered cell could heal damaged tissue and organs, researchers say. University of California, San Francisco researchers have discovered a new type of cell that might one day be used to heal a variety of wounds and damaged organs. The newly discovered cells act similarly to embryonic stem cells that can be placed in mice or in a petri dish and instructed to produce many different cell types. That raises hope that the cells might someday be used as a sort of personalized patch kit without the controversy that has surrounded stem cells taken from human embryos. When we saw that they could make cartilage, bone, gut, brain, pancreas cells, even beating heart tissue, we were excited and intrigued, said senior study author Thea Tilstey, a UCSF professor. The study was published in the online early edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Scientists had previously believed that so-called pluripotent cells, which can transform into most cell types, did not exist in the body beyond the embryonic stage of development. The new cells may have some advantages over a 2007 scientific breakthrough, the discovery that adult skin cells could be reprogrammed or reverse-engineered to act like embryonic stem cells and transform into a variety of cell types, said Tilstey. Researchers dubbed these reprogrammed cells induced pluripotent stem cells, or IPS. Such cells are made without destroying embryos. Tilstey noted that the newly discovered cells are more genetically stable than the IPS cells and are limited in how often they can reproduce, making them less likely to form cancers. They have great potential, Tilstey said. They are calling the newly identified cells endogenous pluripotent somatic cells, or EPS. Pretty much everything we've asked them to make, they've made, Tilstey said. These cells have responded beautifully. Doctors urged to stop prescribing ADHD drugs for healthy kids. Prescribing psychotropic medications to normal, healthy kids who want to boost their academic performance is not justifiable because it contravenes a physician's responsibility to promote a child's authentic development and to protect him or her against coercion by parents or peers, a group of neurologists and bioethicists has asserted. Those arguments are contained in a new finding published in the journal Neurology. In recent years, the proportion of children diagnosed with ADHD and prescribed stimulant or other medication for the condition has risen steeply. So too has evidence of the medication's use by children and adolescents looking for an edge in test-taking. Among 12th graders, 3.4% acknowledged having used ADHD drugs in the last year for purposes other than those for which they are prescribed, according to a yearly federal survey of youth drug use. In the same 2008 survey, 2.9% of 10th grade students and 1.6% of 8th graders acknowledged having taken ADHD drugs for non-medical purposes. The neuroethicist wrote that widening use of ADHD medications and growing awareness and acceptance of the ADHD diagnosis have confronted physicians with increasing requests from parents and children to prescribe medication. Some may come from parents of children who are developing normally but falling short of high expectations for grades and academic performance. When asked for such medications by parents of children who do not need them, a physician should take the opportunity to explain that there is no evidence that such drugs benefit children who do not need them. The neuroethicist stopped short of asserting that prescribing such medications to children for neuroenhancement actually endangers their health. They noted that, Though medications used for ADHD, typically stimulants, can raise blood pressure and heart rate, the consequences of such physiological changes in youngsters can be difficult to detect. LAX Ghost Town, a home to memories and rare butterflies. The remains of what was once one of Los Angeles's most coveted neighborhoods can be seen behind a fence topped with barbed wire. Developed in the 1920s and 1930s, Surf Ridge was an isolated playground of the wealthy. Today, Surf Ridge is a modern ghost town inhabited by a rare butterfly. The El Segundo blue butterfly was near extinction in the early 1970s, the victim of an expanding Los Angeles International Airport. Now, more than 125,000 butterflies take flight each summer. It's a remarkable recovery, said Richard Arnold, an entomologist. Soon there will be more. The California Coastal Commission recently approved a $3 million plan to restore portions of 48 acres at the northern end of the old subdivision. The project is part of a settlement of a lawsuit between LAX and surrounding cities over the airport's expansion plans. They wanted us to fix what they consider to be an eyesore, airport spokeswoman Nancy Sui Castles said. As commercial aviation surged after World War II, there were more and more planes overhead, a burgeoning industry in a city that was growing at a breakneck pace. But it was the jet age that killed Surf Ridge. Today, except for the crumbling concrete, Surf Ridge exists solely in memory and faded snapshots. The views are still great, and people park their vehicles on the road above Dockweiler State Beach to savor them, read a book, or take a nap. It's a strange place to seek relaxation. But wait long enough, and there is a lull in air traffic and respite from the racket. The ocean below can finally be heard. Thoughts turn to a time when this was all dunes and the blue butterfly didn't need any help. And then, just as suddenly, a 747 shatters the silence. Vocabulary focus. Stem cell. Controversy. Reverse engineer. Contravene. Coercion. Assert. Physiological. Inhabit. Breakneck. Crumble. Respite.